And now more of Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes.
I'm Reba Haas.
And we're having a conversation on the markets and rates and just about anything else we care to talk about. So Reba,
yes.
Before the break, you were talking about the local market and mm-hmm. mentioned multiple offers. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so it's kind of the holy grail of real estate, at least when you're a listing agent or you're the seller, of course. There's kind of a, and this is something I definitely want to try and address on this show and give tips, obviously, on how people can get themselves into the best position of that. But I also want to debunk some things because there are a lot of people out there who think that that's all that's occurring in our marketplace.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I want to put a little bit of a warning out to some of the folks who might be looking to come on the marketplace that don't go into it with a, what I'm calling right now the seller fallacy of you can put your house on in any condition.
Correct. Correct.
Because some of those homes where the people are disappointed that they didn't receive multiple offers, they didn't put any effort into creating the conditions that come before that. So, you know, the tools and tips that we're providing with our clients is that, you know, to absolutely get the most out of your property, you do have to put the most into it. And that doesn't mean go and do very expensive remodels. What it means is make sure you're in the most moving condition possible and to have all those things that an inspector might rip apart. Because there's two main things that can kill a deal, generally speaking. And they're the inspection and financing.
Correct.
And even in this world of multiple offers and in some marketplaces where people are waiving inspections, frankly, from a liability perspective, don't leave yourself open. Don't have your house in a condition where if after the fact and you've had eight people write offers, six, and this actually happened recently with one of my clients, we had eight offers, six of them waived inspection.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and just to clarify, when you're talking about waiving inspection, people are agreeing to buy this home basically without checking out the condition of the property in any way.
Yeah, normally an inspection can last up to 3 hours, and they're checking all the systems, fixtures, and appliances. To make sure that the property is in good condition.
Sure.
And six of these parties had waived inspection. Only a couple of them had done a pre-inspection, which is doing that before you put your offer in. And I couldn't believe some of the things I saw released out of these offers. Things that are all about giving some sense of security to a buyer. And the reason I bring it up as a liability issue to a seller is if you didn't prep your home and you knew there might be some conditions that were questionable and you had a bunch of people write offers and accept your home in that condition, there might be that caveat emptor, let the buyer beware aspect, but that
you still
doesn't
have to pass financing.
Well, it may not pass financing, but the other element is, you know, lots of studies are done, and the National Association of Realtors has found in their surveys that about 40% of all homes have something break or something fails in the first year and after transfer of ownership. And if it's a fairly significant item, you know, we have a very litigious society. And if someone has now paid $80,000 over your asking price to beat out everyone else, they might be a little upset if, say, the furnace craps out, you know, 2 months into the ownership and the water heater failed too and the dishwasher leaked all over the floor. They may be looking for some form of repayment. And especially if you've stayed local and you're easy to find, yeah, they may be able to try and take you to court.
Do you have any clients of yours that actually go against advice on that and decide to march forward, regardless of the consequences?
They either don't stay a client very long. I've only, in 12 years, I have fired a couple of clients. I think I have been fired once, but that's because the personality conflict between me and the other person was just, we couldn't get past it. And it actually was issues related to this person absolutely not following our advice. I've got a great track record You know, almost all the homes we sell incredibly fast, and we use a lot of tools to get them there. And if they're not listening to our advice, you know, I don't walk in someone else's workplace and start telling them, you know, how to do their job.
Sure.
Although my husband might disagree with that. But but
he just texted me, said yes.
Exactly. I know. Yeah. you know, but we have a very proven way of knowing how we can prep that home to put itself in its best place. And part of our job really is to help a seller that once you craft what your selling strategy and marketing and pricing strategy is, part of our job is to really help you maintain the most of that. So when someone's not listening and they're not paying attention, because we don't just come in with like, here's the pretty stuff to do. We also really talk about what's going on in the marketplace, whether it's an inclining or a declining market.
Sure.
And we try and stay ahead of all of those things. So when someone doesn't listen to the advice, we're just probably not the right people to talk to.
Sure.
And there's a, you know, there's lots of real estate agents out there, and there's more than ever right now because of the way the market's going.
Well, we're endeavoring and, you know, one of the largest transactions of a person's life, and it's important to work with
Absolutely.
Someone that you're comfortable with, that you trust, and that's going to represent you well.
Yeah.
And there's good and bad out there, and what works for one person doesn't work for another. So it's I think that's important.
Communication style can mean everything. Whether someone has good analytical skills is a key component to the agent and their working relationship with that seller. Because most people, you know, even though the average American, the numbers have gone up a little bit because of the recession, but the average American is now moving every, you know, 7 to 9 years. And you think about that, you're right. It's your largest asset. I hate it when people say your largest investment, because that is just a big bunch of baloney. If it's your home, it's an asset. And the rules change constantly. So I, as a professional, have to constantly be a student of my industry, always checking what's new, what's changed, what disclosure requirements there are. You know, folks who bought a home 30 years ago, I just had someone tell a young client of mine this the other day, and I went, how old is that person? Because they told them that when they sold their home, they were going to have a massive tax liability.
Hmm.
And the house is only going to sell for probably, you know, $350,000.
We haven't had that for decades. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And I asked, I said, is the coworker much, much older and hasn't been paying attention to tax law? Because absolutely, that has changed a long time ago. And it's one of the reasons why there's some folks in investment strategies who are willing to move, that they'll buy a home, live in it for a period of time, fix it up, sell it, move on to the next home. And that's one type of investment strategy in real estate, right?
Sure.
Because the capital gains exemption of an owner-occupied home is, I mean, it's pretty fantastic. I mean, if people haven't been paying attention to it, $250,000 exemption per person if you're a married couple.
That's right.
That's
right.
Pretty tremendous, especially when a marketplace like here, where we've just gotten close to $500,000 as the median sales price, that is very, very significant.
Absolutely. Well, it's good timing. It's good, you know, good to be out there looking right now. Hopefully the Fed will do good, you know, today or tomorrow.
Yep.
Hey, we've got a radio show coming up at the fair coming up next
week.
When is that?
Yes, yes. We get to go, yeehaw, do the Puyallup.
On September 26th.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be
5 p.m.
5 p.m. September 26th. I'm not sure if we're in an actual recording booth, or we might be down next to the bovines or not.
Oh,
quite.
That'll smell fabulous.
Well, I'm not going to make any further comments about that. That's right. Absolutely. I'm sure.
Every time I go to the fair, it does. It reminds me of Kansas.
Oh,
I can't help me.
But it's the scones. It's the scones.
That's my husband's all about the scones.
I was on the other side of the fair last year, and there's a sky car thing that goes across the other end of the fair. I rode that just to get scones. And I even bribed the girl at the thing. I offered her a free scone if she'd give us a free trip back. And sure enough, we did, and gave her a few on the way back. So, yeah, got to get the scones.
You were pimping out scones?
Heck yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's a new one.
It was hard to part with those at the very end there, though. So I got to tell
you.
You know
you can buy those at the store, right? And make them?
Nah, it's just not the same thing. Well, thank you all for joining us on our inaugural show, Open House with Team Reba and
Eric
Casas.
Yes, we just had... Oh, I'm Reba Haas.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next week, next Tuesday at 3 o'clock on KKOL.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro Eastside on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. The opinions expressed on the preceding program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of this station. Join us again next time.